Well, it is a Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time for the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us from FHN, we have from FHN, Vicki Bales is with us here today. Hey, Vicki, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Scott.
And thanks for being here. And Stacy Winter is here with us. Hey, Stacy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you. Thanks again.
All right, great. Thanks for being here, ladies. First of all, Vic, March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Still the third most common cancer, leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Why do you think that's so?
Well, I think a big part of it is that even though we are doing a much better job of screening patients, only about 60% of the people over the age of 50 have actually done their screenings. So until we get a little bit better on our screenings, we are going to still see a higher incidence of colon cancer.
And Stacy, despite those numbers, the incidence of colon cancer has been dropping in most age groups and demographics, which is great. But why is that the case?
More insurance companies are requiring screening colonoscopies as part of their yearly requirements. So we are starting to see a decrease in colon cancer in the 50 and over age group.
And Stace, I understand there's a new study out that says that colon cancers, however, are increasing in younger people. Tell us about that.
Correct. We are starting to see more colon cancer in the younger age population, and whether it's related to diet or whatnot, that there's a lot more research coming out to help support lowering the minimum age required for screening colonoscopies. So we're not there yet, but we're getting there.
Making some progress. We're talking to Stacy Winter and Vicki Bales here today, FHN from the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Vicki, colonoscopies are the most common tool for screening colorectal cancer. Tell us exactly what's involved with a colonoscopy.
Okay, for a colonoscopy, you are going to spend one day prior to your test being on a clear liquid diet and then taking some sort of preparation, a laxative that's going to clean out your bowel, and drinking a lot of fluids and liquids to help wash that out so that when you come in, it's all clean and we're able to see the lining very well. That's how we find those polyps and are able to take those off. Then the day of your test, you come to the hospital. We take a health history, start an IV so we can give you those wonderful drugs, and you can have the most wonderful sleep you've ever had in your life while we do our business. And then you go to a recovery area and wake up, and you usually don't remember even going to sleep. We get you something to drink and some crackers, and then you're on your way for the rest of the day.
Yeah, Vic, and people think, you know, that the procedure's the event, but it's really the preparation is really the issue for the patient, isn't it?
That is true. Most people say that the preparation is the worst part of the whole process, and there are new and different types of laxatives that we use now. I know everyone's heard the dreaded stories of, I got to drink a gallon jug and so forth. Sometimes that's still necessary, for instance, for patients who are diabetic, but if you're not a diabetic, there are other options to choose from, and if you just talk to your physician when they're ordering your colonoscopy, they'll be glad to work with you on something that will work well for you.
We're talking to Vicki Bales and Stacy Winter here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Stacy, what are some of the risk factors for colon cancer? Tell us about that.
Genetics definitely plays a big role in it, but also your diet. So if you're eating a diet that you're not getting all the fruits and vegetables, a high fiber diet, sometimes a diet high in red meat also will help contribute to polyps forming in your colon.
And tell us a little bit about how can you reduce the risk for colon cancer. Give us some hints there.
Well, definitely making sure that you're eating enough fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and limiting your red meat intake. And a lot of the Mediterranean diets, they tend to have a lower rate of colon cancer in their diet because of all of the real food that they're eating versus prepared and packaged food.
Yeah, I know that. The processed stuff, right? Kind of to try to stay away from the processed foods.
We like that, yes. We like to encourage that.
What about, Vicki, what about the recommended schedule now for colonoscopies? Has that changed? What is the schedule now, and is it different for men and women?
It is not different for men and women. Recommendation is that you begin having screening colonoscopies at age 50, as long as you do not have a family history of colon cancer. If you do have colon cancer in your family history, then that age is usually backed up to 5 years before the age of your family member was diagnosed, or we may start at, like, say, age 40. Typically, if you do not have any polyps with your screening colonoscopy at 50, then you don't have to have another one until you're 60. So we let you go 10 years. However, if you do have polyps at age 50, then we will be checking every 5 years.
What about, Stacey, what about, does insurance typically cover colonoscopies?
Depending on your coverage, our pre-estimators do a good job with working with your insurance company on deciding what they'll cover, whether it's a diagnostic colonoscopy or a screening colonoscopy.
And what about, does insurance cover the other screening methods, Stace?
Typically, it depends on what insurance that you have. And like I said, the pre-estimators can do a good job with working with you and your insurance company to help you get coverage for that.
All right. Vicki, you're having an open house coming up. Tell us about this. This is a big open house. It's coming up this week, right? Thursday?
Actually, it is tomorrow on Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. Got you.
Yes.
Okay. Got you.
And it is from 4 to 6:30. We're really excited about this. We have a big inflatable colon that people can walk through. It's kind of like a tunnel, and they will be able to see what, like, the inside of a normal colon looks like and what, like, different types of polyps look like and things that we, you know, typically can find during a colonoscopy. We also are going to have our lab open for everyone to walk through. We'll have staff members available to answer any questions that you might have. And we're just excited to open everything up to the public because we find many times people don't schedule or don't come in because of fear. And, you know, if they can come in and get a look around and have their questions answered ahead of time, that might alleviate some of those fears. I also want to mention that we are adding a third gastroenterologist. He will be starting April the 2nd. His name is Dr. Timothy Laurie. He comes to us from Arlington Heights. He's already been here helping us with weekend coverage for about a year, so some people may have already met him. And so he's going to join our other gastroenterologists, Dr. Vias and Dr. Mehta. And patients can make appointments at 815-599-7712 for any of the three physicians.
All right. Stace, I assume that, you know, you and Vic, what you see is that it's procrastination and as Vicki said, kind of fear about this process. So an educated patient really is a much better patient for you guys, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it mostly is the fear that patients have of the whole stigma of colonoscopies and, you know, their personal space. So
yeah, and I guess the things that you've stressed here today, though, ladies, is early detection that and prevention with the getting rid of the polyps before they turn into cancer. That is it. That's game on. That's what we're talking about here, right?
Absolutely.
So now again, Stacey, go through again tomorrow, the time and where this is happening with the open house.
Tomorrow, on Wednesday, you can enter in through the atrium, which is the door, the revolving door near the emergency room at the hospital. And it starts at 4. It's an open house style from 4 until 6:30. And those of us who work within the GI lab are going to be there helping you through the area, the big inflatable colon, and the GI lab upstairs.
All right, Stace. And Vicki, and someone wants to arrange for a colonoscopy at FHN or more information, how can they do that?
Okay, they can call the gastroenterology department at FHN. It's 599-7712, and they'll be glad to help you with arranging an appointment. And if you need to have a referral from your family physician, then just call your family physician and say, hey, you know, I haven't ever done one of these colonoscopy things, and I'm over the age of 50, so how do I go about that? And they'll get you the referral.
All right, great. Vicki, thanks a lot for being here. Vicki Bales, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, and Stacey Winter, thank you as well, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, you'll see the ladies tomorrow after 4 o'clock at the GI Lab, and it's the open house that's happening. It begins tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock until 6:30 tomorrow night. It's the March's National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and so stop in and you can see them and the docs as well at FHN here today. That's FHN Dial-A-Doc here this morning on The Morning Mess.